Regarding paying for the date, so I think that the husband or the guy should offer to cover the costs as far as if you're going to take a taxi, you should foot the bill. If you're going to get something to drink, you should foot the bill. Your responsibility within the marriage is to take her under your wing. Even if you're going to learn in Kolo for 30 years and she's going to work to support you, but even then, there's a certain understanding that goes on that you're taking her under your wing. And even if she's going to make the six-digit salary and you're not, there's still your responsibility to take care of her. Meaning, even if right now she's making a ton of money, but at the end of the day it's your responsibility, and that's a message you have to convey to her, every woman needs to know that her husband is taking care of her. Even if she's making the big digits. But the fact that she knows that if she loses her job, it's his responsibility. It's not her problem, it's his problem. That's an attitude that has to be there. And one of the ways it's reflected is when you go out that you buy her the drink. Now, some girls will say, forget it, you're learning in yeshiva, I'm going to cover it. Or some girls will say, I don't need you to cover my drink, I'll cover my drink. I don't think you should fight over it. It teaches you a little bit about her perspective on things, and I don't think you should nix it over that either. You know, if you want to know if she's a feminist, so you'll talk it out in the dates and you'll find out. But I think that you should offer, and you should try to offer a second time, but I don't think you should make it into a fight. So I don't even think it should be a discussion. It's not like, can I buy you a drink? But rather, what would you like to drink? And then afterwards, you go and pay the bill. It shouldn't even be a point of discussion. Now, she might say, hey, wait a second, let me cover that. And you'll say, a different time, you know, push her off. I don't think it should really be a point of discussion. The expectation is, be a gentleman, cover her drinks, and that's it. Now, if she just came off a long bus ride, so you can meet her with a bottle and two cups. Meaning sometimes she came from Tel Aviv to date you. She sat in the sweltering sun, just got off the Tachana Merkazit. So irrespective of the date, be a mensch. You know, she slept out here to meet you. Come with a bottle and two cups and get yourself both a drink. I think that's reasonable. I think anything else is unreasonable. If you schlep out to Tel Aviv, so get yourself a drink before you get on the bus. Don't expect her to show up with a drink. You'll go out on a date. You'll buy something. I think it is nice to buy something to drink along the way. You don't have to buy something fancy. You don't have to buy something to eat. Guys in the summer sometimes offer to buy ices. Girls don't like eating ices because it drips all over them. Again, some girls will be fine with it. But a girl very often doesn't like risking dripping ice is all over her, and he's sitting on the date trying to figure out how to eat that ice without having it fall all over. So I'm not sure that's such a good idea, but there's nothing wrong with it if you're both comfortable with it. It's like the idea of eating falafel on a date. A girl doesn't like having cleanness slobbering down her chin as she's on a date. So that's not a food for a date. The same is true with spaghetti and sauce, right? It's not exactly what you should do on a first date or a tenth date. If she's comfortable with it, fine, but you have to be prepared for the fact that she might not be comfortable with it. In general, I think in this crowd, it's not expected in the beginning that you should take her out to a restaurant or take her out to eat. You basically buy a drink. Your date is going to take all of 2-3 hours. The assumption is she's eaten something before, she'll eat something afterwards. I think that's enough. It could be that if you date in different Tilumi crowds or other crowds, then it is expected. I remember I dated, one girl in Brooklyn, and it was understood that I'm taking her out to some kind of restaurant for dinner. Okay, that was the norm there. You got to know the norms wherever you're dating. Meaning that's something that you have to clarify before the date. It's not fair if she shows up all hungry, assuming you're getting her dinner, and you show up all full, assuming we're just having a drink. That's a little bit of a problem. I showed up, I think, on my first date. So I came from the U.S. I assumed we were going out for lunch. So I take the girl to a place for lunch, and she had no such concept. So she looked at me like I was crazy. So, you know, I'm coming with my concepts. Fine, we go out for lunch. She says, I'm not really hungry, after I already ordered. So I didn't know what to do with myself. You know, they served me a whole lunch and she's not really hungry. What am I supposed to do? Have her watch me as I'm eating? And I'm on my first date, mind you. This is like the first or second date I ever went on. And it wasn't even yummy. It was way too spicy for me. So I didn't know what to do. So, okay, don't make my mistakes. you know, find out before the date what the norm is. I didn't have a concept that in this country it works differently. But okay, you know, you live and you learn. You got to be able to manage through mistakes.
How many dates until you can do a meal?
Depends on the culture. Consult with the shadchan.
Well, we're here. Well, what do you mean?
I would say 10, 12. Even within the dati lumi, there are different norms. Depends on the more modern, the less modern, the more yeshivish, less yeshivish.
Orthodox, machmir, liberal.
Talk to the shadchan or see, you know, before the date you could discuss it with the girl, what she's comfortable about. But it also varies with different girls. I think somewhere around the 8th, 10th date, it also depends on how the date's going. You know, if things are going really well, sometimes you could hit an 8th date and you're on the verge of breaking up. Sometimes you could hit an 8th date and you think you might marry the girl. You know, that also changes things. You also have to be wary not to give her the impression that you're a wealthy American. Sometimes guys make the stupid mistake. They go out on a date and they spend a fortune on the dates and they're always taking taxis. And that's not the lifestyle they lead all year long. And then the girl walks away thinking, great, I'm marrying into the lap of luxury. And nothing could be further from the truth. The guy sometimes really can't afford any of that. He can afford it on a date, but that's not the way he lives his life. And even if you can afford that, that's not the message you should be giving. You want to make sure she's interested in you as a human being. I don't care if you can afford to take taxis everywhere, and I don't care if you can afford to take her out. There's this burger place down here on Beit HaDfus. So a good friend of mine, every time he'd date a girl, he'd take her out for burgers. So he had a good excuse. She'd only eat with Reuben Hechsher. So I say, fine, take her out for a drink. What are you taking her out for burgers every night? Rav Rubin's Hechsher. He said that was the only place that has that Hechsher. Okay. It's not an excuse. You know, you're getting her accustomed to a high standard of living, and you're giving her the feeling that this is the way life is going to look like.
Are you saying that even in the religious community there are some girls that are gold diggers, for lack of a better term?
The Gemara says that. Okay. I didn't say it. The Gemara said it. The Gemara says there are men and women who date and their eye is on the pocketbook. The Gemara has a special curse for them. But the Gemara says that.
What's the curse?
Learn the Gemara in Kiddushin and you'll know.
What doctor is it?